Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my friends. JT DeBoltz with you today for the Moab Daily Power Call. Great to be with you on a Tuesday morning, kicking off another big day here in the Moab community. Grateful as always to be with you. I say good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, whatever time it is for you, no matter where you might be tuning in from on the Big Blue Marble. Thank you for joining me here each and every single Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Always a privilege and an honor and a great deal of fun. Stoked to get after it with you today. Yesterday we were talking about inevitability of success and how you just got to stay on track. If you hang in there long enough, if you apply good focused action, inevitability of success is yours. You will collide with it. It is unavoidable. But there's one key aspect to this. I remember reading an interesting article many years ago by the great Malcolm Gladwell. Perhaps you've read his book Outliers, David and Goliath. He's got a lot of different books out there that are fantastic. And one book, or one thing he talks about, you probably heard this 1,000 times if you've heard it once, is that he's got that 10,000 hour rule. That in order to become an expert or to become great at something, it requires 10,000 hours. Let's break that down. If you have 10,000 hours, and let's say that we apply the standard 40-hour week to it, that's about 250 weeks. Well, 250 weeks, of course, divided by 52 is about 4.8 years. So let's just call it 5 years. 5 years. Now, I know a lot of entrepreneurs are out there saying 40 hours. Yeah, right. I'm just getting started at 40 hours. In fact, entrepreneurs are the only ones crazy enough to get rid of a 40-hour week in order to work 80 hours a week, right? To work on our empire. So let's take that. Let's say it's 80 hours. That means now you only have 2.5 years. All right, is it worth committing 80 hours a week for 2.5 solid years to become great at something? Are you willing to make that kind of a commitment? Maybe, maybe not. Some will argue that this is an average, this 10,000 hours. I guess it depends on the complexity of the area of focus. It depends on the quality of the focus. To me personally, it depends on the quality of the effort you put in. Will it take you 10,000 hours to get great at being an entrepreneur? Will it take you 10,000 hours to be awesome at what you do in your business? Or is there a way to shortcut this? I got to tell you, that word in and of itself makes me puke a little bit. Shortcut. I get it. I understand the sexy draw to shortcut. And by the way, sometimes you want a shortcut. I'm not saying that they're not great. I remember as an aviator, when we flew, sometimes air traffic control would ask us if we wanted a shortcut because we would file a flight plan and we'd do our best to get there as quickly as we could. But sometimes due to weather, due to traffic, due to all kinds of other stuff, they would divert us around those things and it would actually shave time off. Pretty crazy. So, of course, sometimes you just want a shortcut. If you're on a long road trip and it's a 10-hour road trip and you've been driving for 5 hours and somebody goes, hey, do you want a quick shortcut? It'll take an hour off your time. Of course. Why not? And the same would go with your journey to success. But as long as you don't go into it with a shortcut mentality and a shortcut mindset, you'll be fine. There might be a possibility. It might be possible to have both. To both have the ability to become an expert or to become great at what you do and not necessarily have to put the full 10,000 hours in. It really depends on how complex your business is. For you. I'm not saying how complex it is in general. I'm talking about to you. So if this is the first time you've ever built a business, there will be a learning curve. I don't care what they're telling you. I don't care what all the brochures are saying or what all the websites are saying or what anybody's telling you on a phone call. If you're brand new at this, you've got to give yourself a little bit of leeway. It's going to take some time. The people that are shooting straight with you will tell you this. It's going to take some time, and it depends on your experience. It depends on your background. It may take you a little bit longer. It's okay. Be patient with yourself. Calibrate your expectations now, because the more complex, the longer it takes. Too many people try to complicate things, though. Literally. They try to take something, and they think to themselves, well, listen, I've never done this before, so therefore, right off the bat, it must be complicated. Checked. They check that box. Next is they say, well, it's something that has the possibility of being a big win. You know, I have the possibility of making this, you know, where I can make more money in a year than I've ever made in my entire life. So therefore, it must be super complex. They check that box. And now all of a sudden, they start to pile up all these sort of preconceived notions about something, and then they make it more complex than it really is. Don't do that. Don't overcomplicate things. Keep it simple. Follow your steps. Follow the coaching that you have, and get the results you want. Now, it also depends on the quality of your focus, and that's what I want to talk about today. I want to talk about the quality of the work that you put in. Remember yesterday I used that word mindfulness? Well, that makes people feel weird. They think it sounds woo-woo. They're like, oh my gosh, not that, mindfulness. What the heck is that? Come on, Navy pilot, talk to us about some hardcore strategies. Well, listen, I got news for you. Mindfulness is a technique. It's a strategy. As a pilot, as an aviator, they taught us what we call chair flying. This chair flying was a way to tune our brains in so we could optimize our performance in the cockpit. You spend 10 or 15 or maybe 20 minutes going through a mental rehearsal. You actually visualize the outcome, but you don't just visualize the outcome. You visualize yourself taking the steps, being clear of mind, having all the ability to kind of think on your feet and be fluid with your mind. And then you go out in the cockpit, and guess what? Your performance goes up. But guess, this isn't just Navy pilots that do this. Astronauts do it. Olympic athletes do it. So why not you? If you're putting in the mental focus every single day, you will succeed faster. It might take you less than 10,000 hours. Or instead of it taking 12,000 hours like it was supposed to, according to your experience level, according to your past experience, now all of a sudden, because you're more focused, it takes you that prescribed 10,000 hours. It shaved off that extra 2,000 hours. That's your shortcut. Hell, I'd rather take 10,000 hours when it was supposed to take me 15,000. Or I'd rather take 8,000 when it was only supposed to take me 10. How focused are you when you work on your business? That's the question. Do you have a whole bunch of stuff going on? Do you have your web browser up? Are you one of those people that has to tell everybody on Facebook that you're, quote, hustling? Or show everybody that you're doing something or share some motivational meme? Or are you somebody who's just walking the walk and letting your walk do the talk? How easily do you chase shiny objects? That's important. Pick one course and go. Very important to pick one course and go. It's okay to be open-minded. It's okay to be constantly learning and improving as long as you're not in learning mode all the time. There's an old saying, have a beginner's mind. A beginner's mind is important because that's the dry sponge stage. That's where you're capable of learning and not having an ego that gets in the way. But what it does not mean is that you're constantly in the classroom. It means you spend an hour in the classroom, and then you spend 10 hours out in the field applying it. How many hours do you really put into your craft? I remember a gentleman reached out to me many years ago, about 3 or 4 years ago. He's like, JT, you don't understand. I put 18 hours a day into my business. I'm like, what? How many days a week do you work it? He goes, 6. I'm like, 6 times 18. That's 108 hours. And you're not making any money. You're not getting anything done. He's like, no. Listen, I can tell you right now, without sitting on the guy's lap, that he's full of it. There's no way a guy's putting 100 hours into his business a week and getting zero. It's just not happening. He's not focused, and he's certainly not putting the brain power into the right actions. He's probably worried about not making money. He's probably worried about it not working. And therefore, because that's where his focus is, that's what he's getting more in return. If, on the other hand, you look at somebody and they're putting in 40 hours or 50 hours or whatever hours they're putting in and they're having great success, it's not just because of the hours they're putting in. It has very little to do with how much time they're putting in. Not saying it's not important. What I'm saying is it's about the quality over the quantity. Very important. Here's another factor. It's not just about quality. It's about consistency. So if you show up on Monday and you go gangbusters, let's say yesterday was awesome for you. You poured on the gas. You put in 15 hours yesterday. I know, hypothetically speaking, you put in 15 hours yesterday and there were 15 laser-focused hours. The quality was supreme. But if you don't do anything again until next Monday, it's hard for that to really stack up for you. It's about consistency. Maybe instead of putting 15 hours in on Monday and then a few hours in on Tuesday and then 12 hours in on Wednesday, what if you just spread it out? What if you gave 100% for a shorter period of time, but you gave 100% all 5 days or 6 days or 7 days of the week? Because consistency is the mark of a true professional. You're not going to get ripped going to the gym once a week. You're just not. You're not going to get super fit exercising for 4 minutes at a time. I don't care what the marketing brochures are telling you. It takes time. It takes a while. Okay? And it's the same thing in business. You got to be extremely regular, extremely diligent. You got to have what we used to call in the Navy time in the seat, meaning where you showed up to it every day. They used to fly our butts off in flight school. Man, we were flying like 6, sometimes 7 days a week. And you get tired. I mean, physically and mentally tired from flying so much. It sounds like a dream when you're fighting to get into flight school, but the minute you get in there and you start getting put into that meat grinder, man, baby, I'll tell you what, it'll wear you out. Entrepreneurship's the same way. I remember when I was still working in the Navy and I thought, man, I can't wait till I'm out and I can work my business full time. Well, guess what? It was on then. It was real because now I don't have a paycheck. Now I have to work it every day. And there were days, still are to this day, where I'm just like tired. And I'm thinking to myself, man, I should really take a day off. I deserve a day off. But the minute you start thinking that way is the minute the complacency starts to set in. I'm not saying don't take time off. Certainly do. Don't subscribe to that whole hustle your face off attitude. But definitely you have to understand that it's about being consistent with your action. If you pour your guts into one day and then the other 5 or 6 days mean nothing, then that's not consistent enough. Find a way to be diligent. Find a way to show up each day. Find a way to get better every day. Regardless of how simple or how complex it is for you, commit to consistency. So here's how we do this. First and foremost is set the vision for what it is you want to get really good at. Whatever that is, maybe it's a particular type of marketing. Maybe it's you want to become a branding expert. Maybe it's you want to become a blogging expert. Maybe you want to do a podcast like I do. I mean, listen, I've been doing a podcast now for over 5 years. Think about that. 4 days a week. That's a lot of podcasts. I'm pretty okay at it, but I got a long way to go. I'm much better at it today than I was 5 years ago. But what's interesting about it is there was never once in my life where I was like, man, I just want to do this for 5 years and quit, or I just want to do this for five episodes and quit. I knew that I was going to have to do it every day to get decent at it. And here we are, 5 years later. Have I put in the 10,000 hours? No, not over these 5 years, because I've got other things I do. But to you, you have to say to yourself, in 5 years or 2.5 years or 3 years, where do you want to be after that 10,000 hours has ticked over your chronological odometer? And realize that it's about consistency. It's about focus. It's about doing the right kind of actions. So set the vision for what you really want to get good at. Pick one thing. Don't try to smear yourself sideways in every direction to try to be kind of good, dabbling in all kinds of stuff. Get really good at least one thing. Then commit to working on it every single day. Now, I have to tell you that sounds easy. That sounds sexy. People are like, hey, I can commit to it every day. I'm all in, JT. But come talk to me in 8 months. Come talk to me in a year. And tell me how consistent you've been at it. I'll tell you straight up, I have never not missed a day in a year. But I always find a way to get back in the saddle. Professionals do that. Commit to working on something every day. If you commit to it and you miss a day, it doesn't mean that you've lost. It doesn't mean that you suck. It doesn't mean you don't want it. It means, hey, I made the commitment, and now it means that much more to me to get back in the saddle. It means that much more to me to get back on track. But if you're not committed to doing it every day, you're like, ah, hey, it's no problem. I missed a day. No biggie. I was supposed to miss a day. And mentally, that's what you're basically saying to yourself. But when you make that commitment to show up at it every day, you put at least 15 or even 10 minutes into it a day, then all of a sudden you start to develop that consistency and that momentum. Now, you're going to have to sacrifice sometimes. there's just times where you're going to have to sacrifice time. You're going to have to sacrifice money. You're going to have to sacrifice sleep, fun, comfort. But I got news for you. Those sacrifices that you make for the stuff that's really important to you are worth it. There are going to be times where you sacrifice for your health, for your fitness, and you're going to have to say no to the cookies and the pastries. It's going to suck, but it'll be worth it. There are going to be times where, because you have committed yourself to your business, you're going to have to say no when your friends want to go out and party and have fun, or when, you know, your family comes in town and they want you to just take your foot off the gas pedal. Just take the day. It's no big deal. It's one day. It is a big deal. And it's not just one day. It's this day, this gift that was never guaranteed to you in the first place. So why throw it away? There will be times. I'm not saying you always have to give up fun. I'm not saying you always have to sacrifice sleep. In fact, you better honor sleep. I'm not saying you always have to sacrifice money and time, but there will be sacrifices that have to be made if the dream, if the mission is big enough and important enough. Period in a story. And you will absolutely have to give up comfort. There are going to be times where you're absolutely going to have to sacrifice your comfort, if you haven't already. Next is, you got to schedule it. Because if you don't schedule it, it's easy for these things to fall off the wayside. Because literally, if it's not scheduled, it's little more than just an empty promise. If you say to yourself, yep, I'm going to do this Monday through Friday, then you may or may not. But if it's on a schedule, then you're going to show up to it. Every single Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern, or 10 minutes till, I get a little ding that goes off on my calendar. And that tells me, and it tells everybody that's associated with the production of this program, that it's time. But it's on the schedule. If it was just one of those things like smoke signals up in the air, hey, we're going to do this Monday through Thursday, I may or may not show up. I'm a busy guy. I got a ton of stuff, big things I'm working on. It would be very easy to allow something, even this important, even this high a priority, to slide off the table. But in 4.5, almost 5 years, I've missed one call, and it was due to sickness. Crazy. Now, besides just scheduling it, you also have to stick to it. The world will conform to you, not the other way around. If you stick to your schedule, the world will follow you. There will be times where it will be very tempting. It'll be hard. It'll be difficult. There will be times where you're going to have to squeeze and push and pull, and you're going to have to leave a little skin on the pavement. But if you stick to your schedule, if you honor your schedule, if you respect your schedule, others will as well. But most importantly, there's two commitments I want you to make. Not just setting a vision for what you want to get really good at, and not just committing to working at it every day, and not just making the sacrifices necessary, and not just scheduling it and sticking to the schedule. There's two important commitments. Number one is, commit to doing your best work every day. Now, are you always going to do your best work? No. There are going to be days where, despite your best efforts, you're going to have a tough go. There are going to be times where you're going to feel tired or sick, let down, pissed off, angry, frustrated. There are going to be times where terrible things happen. One of my dear friends lost his father last week. There are going to be days like that. It happens. But if you commit to doing your best work, then sometimes your 30%, you're only going to be able to give 30%, but that's 100% of what you're capable of that day. And that's better than doing zero. The second commitment I want you to make is to commit to improvement. Commit to doing better every day. When you do those two things, when you make those two commitments, everything shifts. That's where you get the quality over the quantity. It's not about hustling your face off. It's not about outworking everybody. It's not about all that ego-driven bullcrap that you hear from all the, quote, gurus out there. It's about doing your best work every day and about committing to improving yourself, committing to improving your efforts, and doing what you can every day to bring quality over quantity. When you do that, my friend, everything shifts, everything changes, and you start to see the results you want. And guess what? It might take you less than that 10,000 hours, and that 10,000 hours may come sooner. But that's all up to you. It depends on you, and you alone are in charge. You alone are the captain of your ship. My friends, this call is a wrap. It's my privilege to come at you here on the Moab Daily Power Call each and every single Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Looking forward to doing it again tomorrow. And remember, no matter what course you fly in life, fly high, fly fast, and fly far. We'll talk to you tomorrow.